Watch out, guys. He's on fire. I don't know what he's gonna do. Well, I'm glad to be here. I took all his time last night sharing the word, so I told him he could take it this morning.
And you didn't take my time. You took your time.
It was wonderful. That's right. I took my time because I'm glorious.
I know that's right.
I enjoyed sharing with the ladies yesterday morning. We are looking forward to sharing with the youth this afternoon. And I just love when the Lord starts speaking to you, and then he has to tell it to you over and over. Are you like that? I don't know. I'm like that. It's like the Lord will say something. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. And then like a week later, he'll say it a different way, but the same thing. And so the Lord's been doing that to me. Do you remember like growing up? I don't know if it's still like this, but when summer came, that was time to play and relax. And it's not like that much anymore. It's like time just keeps going, and it feels like it's getting a little faster, and there's always something to do. And I manage a little restaurant in downtown Franklin, Tennessee, where we live, and we have two grandchildren, and I have a really great, full life. And I love being able to travel with David, and I've been able to do that some this year again. And I'm always planning. I don't know if we have any planners here, but you know, you got things to do, and so you can write them down, and then I lose my list, so I quit writing them down. But they're all in my head, rolling around in there. And so I'm being present today. I'm staying here today. The service was wonderful. This afternoon will be great. Tonight's going to be great. We'll fly home tomorrow. I'll have the grandkids Tuesday, and I go back to work Wednesday. Not that I'm planning or thinking about that. So the Lord's just been, you know, ministering to me, and I'm learning to just sit in his presence a little bit longer than 3 minutes. And so on our family vacation a few weeks ago, we did a blessing time, which was so amazing because our daughters are the one who wanted to do that. So we have our sons-in-law and the three girls and me and David. And so one of the things, our oldest daughter, Bethany, she's 28, she had a word for me. And she said, Mom, as I was thinking about you, I just heard the Lord say to just be still and know that he's with you. And I'm sure she said under other wonderful, great things, but that's kind of what stuck in my mind. And I was like, that's great. We got home from vacation and I went back to work, and I led a women's Bible study this year that ended last week. And so last Wednesday, some of the ladies brought me little gifts. That's a perk of having the Bible study. And they didn't have to. So I didn't open the gifts in front of them. So I get in my car and I'm sitting there, and I pull out one of the things out of the gift bag, and it's these beautiful note cards that I could probably use to send to them. But on the front of it, it says, be still and know. I laughed out loud. I was like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I hear you. And then I was reading Psalm 131 yesterday, and I think it's verse 3 or 4. And David says, I have calmed and quieted my soul. You know, life is still going to be busy. There will always be things to do and responsibilities and fun things and not so fun things. But the gift to us is what David's been speaking about and singing about all morning, is the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can just breathe him in. And that, you know, you might not get to take a whole week vacation to go rest in the Lord, or even a whole day. Sometimes there's not even a whole day. But there is time throughout the day, and we can have strategic times, whether you're a morning person and you get up and go somewhere, be by yourself for an hour, or at night, or sometime. We do have the gift because we live in God's timing. And that's something I've been praying over myself. I even wrote it in my journal. Lord, today, hedge my time in. Because, you know, there will always be something to do, but I don't want to have to do it just sporadically. And so I've been able to just make those moments of time for the Lord to sit down and be still. And it's being still in our heart, letting our mind be still. Maybe I'm not even going to send those gift cards out. Maybe I'm just going to keep them and leave them there so I can remind myself that the Lord spoke to me through my daughter, and then through a lady in Bible study, and through his word. Be aware this summer, as I was just thinking, you guys have a precious spirit here. You really do carry the presence of the Lord with you. And that's what the anointing is. We used to pray for the anointing. Oh, Lord, anoint us. The anointing is his presence. So you carry his anointing. You don't have to be in a pulpit. You don't have to be doing street ministry. But you carry his presence with you. And So in those times, just ask the Lord to hedge your time in, your mind to calm down, and your heart to be still. And when we're still, we do know. When we are still, we know that He is God. Because when we're so busy, we think we are. So if we can just calm down and let the Lord touch our heart and mind, we will just carry that presence. We will live in that place of Eden, and we'll know that He's God and that we're not.
Amen. And you are glorious.
Thank you. You know, you are glorious. I was thinking about that when you told us to close our eyes and think of the most beautiful thing.
You thought of yourself.
No. I thought of you.
Oh, that's so
and
sweet.
I thought of you guys. You're the Jesus I get to see. I don't know what He looks like yet, but I get to see Him in you, and your faces represent Jesus. And I really did think of that this morning.
That's right.
And you're glorious, and so am I. And I'm so humble. You can sing this song with us. Do they have the words?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, good. You can stand or sit, whatever's going to help your mind and heart to be still, but you can stand if you want to.
When I'm down in darkness all around, and it seems like no help can be found, fear wants in, I feel like giving in. Oh, what can I do?
Just cup your hands in front of you symbolically, and as you feel the gift of faith or the grace to just lift those hands to the Lord and let the wind of the Spirit of God blow those fears away. Perfect love cast out all fear. I believe God wants to minister some freedom from fear this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. So God, we pray as we sing this, as we make this faith declaration, the power of the living word, Jesus Christ, will be manifest by your Holy Spirit, Lord, and you will set free from fear. We thank you for deliverance from besetting fears in Jesus' name. You ready? Let's declare this in faith. I rest in you, O Lord. I trust in you, O God. I'm not children I see. I call you by your name. I've come to give you life abundantly.
In you. Thank you, Lord. We can be still. Shall we? Shall we sing it?